Podtacular Customs and Collins, episode 55 for the week of March 20th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm RVBM Caboose of your alma maters.
And I'm Mint from Hushed Casket and HaloPortable.com theme.
Right on. Now, that's the PSP-related Halo site, is that right?
Yeah. Basically, it's just a bunch of transcribed articles from the internet, like Bungie.net, and videos and MP3s that you can put on your PSP. Take it on the go.
Sweet, man. That's awesome. And your alma mater is... Now, tell us about that, RUB.
Your alma mater is just a random electronics podcast made by Pankilla and myself. We're working on our third episode, and we're hoping to get somebody good on there. But most likely it's going to be Juice57 or Sharpshot, who have their own podcast as well.
Cool deal, man. What's the address for that?
Y-O-U-R-E, allmaters.blogspot.com.
Okay, and Hush Casket, what's the address for that one? Just so we get that down.
For my site specifically, just haloportable.com.
Oh, okay.
For Hush Casket in general, just hushcasket.com. It's mostly for gamers in the Huntsville, Alabama area, but you know, feel free to drop by, say hello.
Oh, okay.
You're not opposed to strangers.
Sweet. Right on. Well, I guess it was a different URL before, right? But you got it consolidated to Halo Portable.
HaloPortable.com. It's just a redirect link. A lot easier to remember.
So, okay. That makes sense. Well, anyway, here we are with the Customs and Call-ins show this time, guys. And this is the one where we talk about all kinds of custom games that people send in. And we got a lot of good ones this time. We also play back listener voicemails that people send in this month. And there's some pretty cool ones there. Freaking a Box will be kind of narrating that for you guys. Man, it was awesome last month, and I'm looking forward to another good one this episode. And after that, we're going to be talking about Tales from the Foxhole, stories people send in from in-game action that goes on within Halo 2. So there's some pretty cool stuff there. So right on, man. Let's get going. We got an action-packed show coming up here. Let's start off with custom games. We got one starting off from TriSpartan, who says he has a cool custom game called Ghost Butters. Actually, he spelled that wrong. He left out the S, so Ghost Butters. It's a Juggernaut-based game.
Ghost Butters.
We're going to call Ghost Butters. You have battle rifles and shotguns. The Juggernaut has active camo, no overshield, and has a motion sensor. Ghost Busters, which I guess is a different thing, can have one or not, whichever way you like, and he's fast. The rule is that the Juggernaut has to use Shoddy, and the Ghostbusters must use the Battle Rifle, or vice versa, whichever way you better... he says he prefers the Juggernaut use Shotgun. Anyway, there's the main settings right there, and if you want to change that, it's fine. As long as you have these settings, you'll be fine. The biggest problem you have is when people don't follow the weapon thing, so it doesn't work as well as it should on live sometimes. But if everything plays right, it's extremely fun. Best way to kill the Juggernaut is to use teamwork and rely on stealth, because you don't have a motion sensor, then Juggernaut does. If you are the Juggernaut, the best way to win is to hide in a place with only one entrance and stand by the doorway and blow the crap out of anyone who comes in. This is when you have Juggernaut with Shotgun, of course. That could get messy. It is fun to play on small maps like Lockout, and Midship is okay. And he says he has a question. Whatever happened to Troy? Yeah, dude, nobody ever plays Troy.
That's the second time that's happened. Kind of like on the last show I was on, where that guy just like in the middle of his custom just gave a shout out.
Yeah, that was funny.
We were all like, yeah, just, you know, if you want in the middle of a custom, give a shout out. Well, you know,
yeah,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that crappy movie with all those boys and girls like.
That movie sucked so bad. I stopped watching that movie after 10 minutes.
I was out of the theater.
I would have walked out of the theater after 10 minutes. I don't blame you, man. That's funny because, like, actually, I've heard people say, oh, it's a good movie. And I saw it. I was like, this movie sucks so much ass.
It's not as terrifying as Alexander, which has, like, extremely homoerotic moments where people just, like, touch each other's faces. Just like constant face rubbing. Like, okay. Face rubbing. Now, getting a little creepy.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Well, somehow we got onto Alexander and face rubbing, but back to Halo 2.
We got one about the game type. Well, it sounds pretty cool, but I don't know about the whole, you know, trust people to use certain weapons rule. Because if you ask me, that's not always easy to follow for some people, because
they don't understand.
Yeah, more people you have, the harder it is for that to happen.
In my opinion,
it's kind of like when I play Fight Club, no shooting, and like in 3 seconds there are like 8 green balls just flying at me. Like, who does not understand? Do not shoot.
Or even zombies, you know, when the people don't change to green, it kind of gets annoying. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you're trying to boot them, and, you know, that's a pain. Anyway, real quick, little tip. If you guys ever play zombies and that happens, just switch to the other team and tell them on their team speak, like, hey, tell this person to switch teams or else we're going to boot them, and then switch back. There you go. Problem solved. All right.
You could just boot them and save yourself the trouble.
You could, if you're on invite only, but if you're on open like I usually am, then you're going to have problems because they're just going to jump right back in, and, you know, anyway. Okay, so on to one from Cyrix, who sends in one called Prison Break, and he says it's 4 Warthogs, 2 Banshees, only gun is the Sentinel Beam. Okay, now he says it's up to 5 people are on red, and 1 person who is the convict or escapee who's on blue. Now, everyone gets into their own vehicle, and there's no shooting from turrets or banshees allowed. The 5 people have to ram into the guy on blue until his warthog explodes or he flips, and then you can try to splatter him. Other miscellaneous rules let the blue guy get to the warthog, and no hiding allowed, but you're allowed to go up into high places, for instance, the floating highway piece in Headlong, and stay there until they get to you. Be sure to close your party, because when there's more than 6... in your party, the rest can't do anything. Good maps for this are Coagulation, Headlong, Waterworks, and Containment. What do you guys think of that one?
Oh, that sounds pretty fun. kind of reminiscent of that cat and mouse game, except more killing and death and no shooting.
Yeah, but it would be kind of like dumb to the person on the blue team because you can't talk to anyone, so you should sit there and be like, yeah.
Here I am.
Hiding here.
Hello, me.
Yeah. Well, then just make the emo people go to blue, then, or e-person.
Yeah, so they can whine, like, this is so typical. I'm going to cut myself and put on eyeliner.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they expect that anyway. Go isolate yourself on the blue team.
And wear your girlfriend's jacket and pants. Piss everyone off with your constant whining. And I'm not going to conform to your conformist ways by conforming to somebody else.
You seem to know that pretty well.
Half my friends are emo, and they're all like, they claim to not be conformist, but then they conform with like some other thing. And I'm just like, dude, just shut up. Just go ask to borrow your girlfriend's hoodie or something. Go away.
All right. So with that, we got one from a girl gamer. Whose name is Happy Thoughts, and she says, I'm a new listener. You guys are wicked geeks. I don't know. I guess that's a compliment. I don't know. I love the show.
Yeah, that.
Thanks, Happy Thoughts.
Wicked is evil.
That did tons for my self-esteem.
Right on. I'm wicked happy now. I tried to take a week off, she said, to listen to the show, but listening to all your tips, I can feel my fingers twitch. Anyway, I got some custom games for you. She says they're her favorite map, and her clan really likes these. Okay, number 1, End of the World. Team game, best played with 4 teams of 2 or 3. Magnum starting weapon, random secondary weapon, and weapons on map is default. Any map is fine, but smaller the better. It's extra damage, radar on, grenades to start, and grenades on map. It's regular shields, and very important, first to 20 kills. It's fast and great for working your large group up for larger games. Okay, so Magnum. I'm trying to look through the rules there. Just to give you guys a tip that are sending in custom games for the next custom episode, just send in like a summary of the thing. Don't give us like every single rule in the game. And this isn't so bad, but some of the later ones, I'm going to have to like decipher them on the spot because it's like a page of options that aren't changed from the default anyway. So I got to figure out what's different on them and anyway. So
just that might have to do with the fact that we were also like screwing around for an hour trying to fix the C-130 and the Ferrari.
True that. Yeah, we had some noise issues going on. It kind of sounded like there was a Ferrari driving around at high speeds inside of a C-130. So, fortunately, we got that mostly fixed.
Yeah, if that's possible.
Yeah. Of course, you know, there's probably holes in the C-130 from a Ferrari driving like that. Yeah, Ferrari's like muted
in the
background.
Maybe it's like, maybe it has like one of those gerbil track things.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
For the Ferrari to drive around in.
Okay. How the hell do we get to talking about a Ferrari driving a gerbil track inside of a C-130? That's what I want to know. Anyway.
This seems to happen a lot.
Thanks for tuning into the Off Topic podcast.
Man.
First it was, oh man,
yes.
I don't know. Anyway, here we are.
We're starting a new podcast called Automobiles and Airplanes.
And emo people with eyeliner in their girlfriend's hoodies. Okay.
It's Mitz's fault.
Yeah, blame it on Mitz.
Oh, blame it on me. Okay.
Well, on to one that's another one that's Mitz's fault called Rocky Your Socks Off. This is a game created for my clan. She said it's the it's the three favorite weapons of our clan: shotguns and swords to start, and then weapons of map or breach shots. Okay, so radars off, regular shields, first to 25 kills, depending on the number of players, and grenades on map with no starting grenades. That sounds kind of cool. But once again, no description.
No idea what it's like.
Yeah.
Well, shotguns and swords, I don't know. Those are really dependent on your internet connection, because those insta-kill weapons, you know.
Cool.
I'm not a big fan of those.
Unless you're a painkiller and you can mod yourself host.
This is true. Yeah, I agree. Shotgun swords, especially shotguns, because, you know, I can't tell you how many times it's like, I shot before them, I swear I did, you know? And it's still, they get the shot off first somehow, and they kill you anyway. So, or the melees is the same distance anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to
what happens to me in Fight Club all the time.
Dude, freaking, you know, you see on the screen that you meleed first and then you still get killed first. I mean, what is the deal?
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Like, and then, like, even if you jump from high distances, you know how it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's supposed to give more damage.
It's supposed to make it where you can hit them automatically.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't. You just land on top of them and look like a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to understand, you know, as annoying as all that is, you just got to realize, you know, it takes time for those ones and zeros to get from one place to another. So.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently Happy Thoughts was right about you, Mintz. You are a wicked geek.
Why?
You guys are wicked geeks.
Computers work with ones and zeros.
This is true. Okay, so I'm going to skip.
Continue with the golden showers. Go on.
Actually, I'm going to skip past the rest of these for the sake of time. Skip past the rest of these. But she says, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoy these games, as she certainly does. P.S. You should do a show about the ladies that play Halo 2. There are more out there than you think, like her. You know what?
Actually, PMS has a podcast.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that one? Because that's a whole subject in itself. Go ahead.
I would be happy to host that subject and perhaps have some guest interviewees. You know, talk to them. You know, my phone number is. Go on.
Nice.
Angry calls from the PMS girls. Speaking of, I went into a game against a PMS girl, PMS Oreo, and she just beat me down. It was humiliating. Like, I didn't even stand a chance. I got 3 kills on her. It was like 45-3, and I'm like, I just gotta go.
Okay, that reminds me.
I just gotta leave.
That reminds me. I was playing the other day. I was playing a game, and I was like, oh, I got an idea based on something I'd heard before, right? And I was talking to my wife, and I was like, hey, come over here, and I was like. let's check this out. Let's do this. I'm gonna play in like a Rumble training game, and you talk like you be the one that's like talking smack. Oh man, it was so awesome. I put the headphones on her head, and like I would say something, and she would repeat it, and she would be like, "Oh, pwned headshot! Oh, in your face!" And like, oh man, it was just. It was hilarious because, like, every game I came in first or second place. And at the end of the thing, like, at first they would, like, start to talk crap, and then they realized that they were just getting their butts kicked. And then towards the end, like, my wife would be like, "How's it feel to get pwned by a girl?" And they'd be like, all they could say was, you're pretty proud of that, huh?" And that's like all they could respond with. Like, they couldn't say like, "Shut up, noob, I whoop you."
Exactly what Fumo's wife sounded like. It'd be really scary.
Fortunately not, man, because then yeah, that'd be bad news. Anyway. Yeah, but
start questioning a few things.
Ladies of Halo 2, like, make yourself known, because like I never seriously, like, I've run into one person in all, how long have we been playing Halo 2? Like a year? And I've run into one woman ever in Halo 2, one girl in matchmaking.
I have like 16 girls on my friends list, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I play matchmaking.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
It's a lot of time. I'm just saying, in matchmaking, that's all I'm saying. What can I say? You know, I'm married. I don't like add girls to my friends list on purpose so we can, like, you know, hang out or whatever. So anyway,
okay, baby.
Hey, we should meet sometime.
Yeah,
don't need any of that.
Your wife would come in with like a biggest machete in the world, just stare at you funny. Like, what was that?
Yeah, dude, she'd melee with me with a baseball bat right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, so we can do the rest of this episode. BCW81 says, sends in a game called Mercenaries, and it's a Slayer game. This is 100 to 250 kills somewhere in there. That's a big spread right there. But he says it's no time limit. Resolve ties us off. It's 16 players, unlimited lives, 10-second respawn. Oh my gosh, dude. He put every single option on here. And basically, okay, I'm going to skip to the bottom.
Oh, I did not notice that when I was editing, dude. I am so sorry about that.
You put, like, a page of options.
Oh, my God. If I had noticed that, I would have fixed it.
That's okay. Okay, so I'll just skip to the part that says, how to play. And we'll kind of move on from there. How to play.
I actually fixed that, because he had, like, 80 things. There's, like, how to play on, like... 3 maps, but it's only on one map. I'm just like, stop, dude. Stop. It's all the same thing. Stop.
Okay, so basically
the important part is you start with the BR. You start with the BR, and your secondary is a Magnum.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
And you have grenades. Okay, cool.
Love that battle rifle.
Okay, so basically he says...
Hate the battle rifle.
Yeah, great.
So basically he says it's simple. 3 teams, 1 green, 1 red, and 1 blue. Red and blue... must have more people. You need at least 5 people to play. Green has a max of 3 people and are the mercenaries. They hide out in the cave with water, which no team can shoot in or out of. No whacking either. And to hire the mercenaries, you must give a vehicle or weapon, and the entire mercenaries team now works for your team. Make sure to tell your team. Mercenaries are meant for killing tanks and banshees. Let's see here. They can also be used for killing infantry, and green can also be captured, like in Cops and Robbers, and only be let out by captors opposite team or green team. Dude, this sounds way too complicated. I don't know about you guys.
And he also like, he spelled ether. Ether.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of extra stuff in here that I edited on the fly.
Like that.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you want to be that coordinated about a custom game type, you'd have to have some kind of telepathy going on, because that's a lot to remember.
Yeah, but really. Just start your own podcast so we don't have to read all this off. I mean, if you want to give all these options, like, you got the Slayer options up here, the vehicle options, the team options, everything ever created up here.
Yeah, thank you,
like,
for telling
Frankie
us this.
Frankie from Bungie's phone number. Right there. Thanks
for telling us the secondary turret as well. Yeah, we appreciate the secondary turret part because that's really helpful. No, really, thanks for sending it in, but guys, shorten it down, please. Okay, speaking of which, let's shorten the show down onto Chapu Thingy, who says his custom game type is the Reddening.
Hang on. You completely butchered his name.
Chupa Thingy.
Chupa Thingy.
Did I say Chapu Thingy?
You're the blue fans. Yes.
You said Chupa.
Chupa Thingy. You said something.
Chupa Chapa Llama Llama Jaguar.
And then you're butchering the llama thingy. You're butchering the game name to its redeadening, dude.
That's what I meant. Close enough.
Like re-red burger fries.
The red burger fries game is the Juggernaut variant, similar to Dreadnought, and the starting weapons are BR and sword. Okay, so the starting grenades, no. So weapons on map, human. Maps, any. You see what I'm getting at, guys? Let's just skip to the description. This does not read well on a podcast. Okay, he says, the rules are simple. Juggernaut is a ghost, and you're all trying to kill him. If you're killed by the ghost, you become haunted, and you must get one betrayal before you can go back to trying to kill the ghost. The ghost can only use the sword, and the humans can only use all human weapons except the rocket launcher. The person to get the most kills as the ghost wins. That's pretty cool. Cool idea. You have to get a betrayal first.
Yeah, but you'll get booted.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully, there's a possibility. Yeah, there's only one small rule you have to follow. Don't boot people.
Off the X button.
On to red dot on your forehead, which is a very cool gamer tag, by the way, because that's actually abbreviated with anyway a bunch of stuff. Okay, he says.
I think that's a little too long for a gamer tag.
Well, actually, it's actually like the four is number four, and there's a whole bunch of stuff to abbreviate it. But anyway, he says this game type is called "He Ripped My Skull Out and Beat Me With It," and that's an RBP pun for you guys. Okay, so
it doesn't seem physically possible.
Dude, it happened to me just the other day, man. It hurt.
That's exactly what he said.
That hurt. All right. Yeah, my head's a little soft.
Yeah, you should take some aspirin for that.
Yeah, hopefully that should help grow back my skull. On to the objective game here. This is an oddball variant, so be the first person to hold one of the two oddballs for the 5-minute limit. In this game type, there are two oddballs, which the players in the game will fight over using beatdowns and a lot of swearing. The starting weapon is plasma pistol, which you can use to charge... and beat down people because regular shields are on, which leaves you to a choice between beating down with the oddball or the plasma pistol. Because there are two balls, you can get some skull or skull action, or the oddballers can help protect each other if it benefits one or the other. Have fun and make sure to try it with other rule variants like adding grenades. This game is best played on midship, but other small maps like Lockout and Warlock also work. He'd also like to give a shout out to Lord Limits, who is the coolest British Xbox Live player he has ever met. Okay, so
I knew it was gonna happen.
What's that? People sneaking a shout out?
Yeah, they've gotta that do is. It.
Alright, so
a fun thing to do to British Xbox Live players though is when you beat them down, scream, "What the hell is a crumpet?"
Nice.
What is a crumpet? Seriously.
I think it's like it's like a toast thing.
Okay, but so we're going to get all this email like you idiots, you don't know what a crumpet is?
Yeah, like I got emails about that show on.
Send it to me.
On the play. And I was like, okay, leave it alone. I was joking. It's called being funny. Just go away.
Anyway, speaking of beatdowns, this is definitely a beatdown game with beatdowns with plasma pistols, beatdown with the oddball, beatdown madness. And that's always fun, especially in Fight Club. In my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So, on to one from a Veggie Burger, who says it sends in a game type called Gorillas, and that's a sniper rifle, where the secondary weapon is BR, and weapons on map are snipers, and it's no grenades, and basically, no overshields, no motion tracker, and no shields. Of course, he didn't go into any description of this game. He just kind of sent us in a couple of rules. So, for the future...
grenades on map, me, no.
If you ask me, that sounds more like an MLG sniper game.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
That's like a SWAT sniper.
Except you have camo.
MLG settings.
Yeah, except... Well,
you have camo on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Camo's on. I didn't even notice that. Okay. Dude, see, if you guys would just say, you know, the basic differences... Because we're like 0 for 6 here or something like that. People that are sending in like all the rules.
This is episode 55, guys. Come on, get it right.
There you go. Listen to the first 54 episodes. You know, get some tips from that and then go from there. Right on. But thanks, Veggie Burger, for that less than summarized game time. On to UPS Man 23. Because the first 22, you know, I know that's an old joke, but seriously, the first UPS man 20, the first 22 UPS men were taken, I guess. Anyway, I'm UPS man 21. Oh, I can't.
Awful, man. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I need some more frosty beverages, I guess. Okay. So he says, hey guys, I got a custom for you. It's called Meteor Shower. This game is played in Headlong. You start out with brutes with no weapons on the map, and you stand on the beginning of the unfinished bridge across from the overshield spawn. You look straight up and fire all your brute shots, and then quickly run straight to the stairs, lead up to the overshields, and wait. Then let the chaos begin as all your shots come down and cause havoc. Last one standing wins, best played with at least 4 people. Keep up the good work. Right on, dude.
That reminds me of the good old days of Halo 1, where you would stand on Sidewinder and throw plasma grenades up in the air and try and catch them. That was pretty fun.
It'd be pretty cool. Okay,
come on, everyone's done that.
Except me. Meteor Shower, though. That sounds like an awesome
loser,
idea.
Man.
Loser, gosh. Okay, on to one from Pro08. He says he made a new custom Juggernaut game that's quite fun. Make it so the Juggernaut has overshields, active camo, infinite ammo, is super fast, does extra damage, and is damage resistant. Dude, that's like the invincible Juggernaut. Okay. Then
the unfun Juggernaut game.
Yeah, basically, like the one where the Juggernaut is like, oh, I pwned you guys. Well, of course, you freaking have every single advantage in the world.
Oh my god, and the next thing it says, oh.
Nice. Next thing it says, all. They make all the other players have no shields. Full start.
Oh, it's like whoever spawns with Juggernaut, you win, game over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Game
like
random chance.
Call it the spawn Juggernaut game, yeah. Anyway, he says, bull start with random... the start with random weapons should be... Dude, speak American, man. Or at least write American. Okay, bull starting... That's what it is. Bull starting random weapons. Bull starting weapons... Okay.
Should be random.
Oh, man. I need to go back to... I need to go back to fifth grade reading class here. Bull starting weapons should be random. Yes! All right. Thank you. No autographs, just cash. At least that's how I like to do it. It's extremely hard for the others to kill the Juggernaut. Yeah, exactly. So everyone has to work together. You need to have at least 4 players or it is impossible to kill the Juggernaut. But the more the better.
I kind of thought this had more better.
More betterer. I like to play an Ascension, but it doesn't matter. I hope you guys like it. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Pro08.
Well, it says you have to work with the other people. But honestly, when was the last time you cooperated with anybody to get, you know, in a game of Juggernaut? Because always you have a secret agenda to kill the person who's standing next to you as soon as you get the Juggernaut.
Exactly. So it's pretty much just like you can steal the other person's kill. That's the maximum cooperation you're going to get.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, here, help me kill him. Just run in front of me a little bit, just in case, you know? Yeah, keep your distance.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea, but it doesn't work that way in practice, you know? Okay. Which reminds me, on to Eric Churchill, who says, hey, the name of the game is Demolition Derby here. It's best played at Coagulation, or another big open map, and the only vehicles on the map are Warthogs. The starting weapon is Shotgun, with Shotguns on map. No grenades, and this must be an even number of players split into teams of 2. The rules are no shooting unless you are the passenger side of the Hog. No firing the turret, and you can melee if you aren't in a hog. You can obviously splatter all you want. Kill up to 25. So that sounds like that,
Dude, that
drive-by game.
Yeah, it's me. That sounds like a southern. It sounds like a southern game for, you know, Monster Madness fans. Warthog Madness!
Sunday.
It's always Sunday, dude. Why is it always Sunday?
I don't know. Why isn't it all? Why isn't it ever like Tuesday or something?
Tuesday. That'd be awesome.
Or even better, Friday.
We should start one like on the Tuesday at like 4 in the morning. Tuesday, 4 in the morning. Monster truck mats.
Cars, girls,
explosions. Of course.
You gotta have explosions. What is it without explosions?
It's nothing, man. It's no show.
It's a soap opera.
Oh, and don't forget the giant robot monster truck made out of other monster truck parts. That's the best
like
part.
Like Gorgor from that car brings out on stage and eats their like audience and stuff.
And he breathes fire.
No, he doesn't breathe fire. I think they originally wanted him to breathe fire, but like one of them got burned doing it. He's just like, yeah, no fire.
Ixnay on the IRFA. Okay.
Oh, man.
Somehow we ended up in monster trucks on Tuesday at 4 a.m. Awesome. So back to the off-topic show. And on to one from John Wickes.
This one reminds me of that Super Bowl custom that like Phantom Get or whoever sent in.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet. The name of the game is Rugby, and it's 2 teams of 4, 1 team of 2. Grenades are off, starting weapon is Brute Shot, and the secondary weapon is Battle Rifle. Game type is Oddball there, and on this one it's best played on Coagulation, and the objective is to run with the ball, you can't pass it forward, and throw it between the set goalposts. Also no shooting, but you can melee only if they have the ball. Everyone has overshields. The team of two is the refs who go to a sniping place with beam rifle or sniper rifle. If anybody shoots or otherwise cheats, the refs snipe them. One ref should be from each team and should be a good sniper. If both refs are bad, then both teams turn on them and obliterate them. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so what do you guys think of that rugby game?
It sounds like the Super Bowl thing, so to be shooting people, screaming flag on the play and like sticking them.
Nice. You don't know anything about football, man.
I do. It's just that I don't like being the referee because I enjoy pissing people off way too much. So like somebody would step forward and just throw it down and be like offsides.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man in motion.
Man in motion. Nice.
Real gentleman you are.
Right on.
Shut your freaking mouth, man.
So what do we got next here before a fight breaks out?
Yeah, people tell me to shut up. So.
I don't know. Do you want me to read Sniper Evos?
Yeah, go for it.
Last time I didn't do that, I got angered at. So Sniper Evo, this is so your craving of attention will be appeased. This game kicks ass. It's a cold SoScopes.
I love that game, dude. SoScopes, nice. That game is SoScopes.
I'm sure a lot of people have this one, but for those of you that don't, it's really fun, and it makes for excellent practice before you do a scoping match. I'm pretty sure he means snipers match in matchmaking, or for learning how to deal with certain situations when you have a sniper rifle in your hands. Your primary weapons are sniper rifle, and your secondary is the beam rifle. With weapons on map, it's sniping only, and there can be no camo or overshields on your players. No grenades starting or on map, and no motion sensor, which kind of follows the team sniper's rule. Lives and kills are unlimited, just so you can get enough practice, and respawn is 3 seconds. There are no teams, vehicles, and no scoping. Well, don't call it SoScopes, call it No Scopes. But this game is the funnest on lockout, or most fun on lockout, along with the fact that it has the most practicality. I mean, common.
Practically,
We're not going to try to SoScope someone on the opposite base of coagulation. What does SoScope mean?
Oh, SoScope.
I mean, oh my god. I mean, if he's trying to say no scope, my god, he's got some strange keyboard typing issues if he's trying to type that N.
Yeah, S is all quite a ways from N, yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm going to call out SoScope next time I pull a no scope. Oh, SoScope in your face. Oh, cross the map.
Or do what I do and pull out a shotgun, shoot someone in the face, and scream, no scope!
No scope!
And then get called a modder. And,
nice.
And then Salmonator will argue with noobs about whether or not you can mod on Ascension. And then Painkiller will scream, like rewriting the game code is hard on a modder.
Okay, well, moving on. Now, you have one as well, right, Mintz?
All right, I have a game type. Yes, if you walk away from this podcast with anything, let me this game type. Although I'm not sure if you are awesome enough to play this game type, but we will see. Okay, it is called Fist Ass Extreme. And basically, it's an oddball game. I'm sorry. Yes, it's called Fist Ass Extreme, alright? Okay, basically, you set it up, oddballs, plasma pistol starting weapon, aka awesome, and random secondary. Now, three oddballs, and you play on lockout order. Then, the point of the game is to kill people, alright? So as soon as you spawn, it's like Christmas, because you switch to your secondary weapon. You could have a needler, or you could have rockets. I know which one I'd rather have. And so then, you proceed to kill everyone as much as you can. Don't touch the oddballs. It just makes sense, trust me. And then everyone basically chill out, have a good time, talk. And then at the end of the game, you know, when it's over, you can look at the post-game lobby and see your high scores. It sounds stupid, but believe me, it's the best game type ever. And full and complete credit goes to KP from HBO.
That's pretty so nice, man. You see, I've played the original, but I never played the extreme version. So I'd like to check that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The extreme version, it comes with, you know, upgrades. Which are undisclosed. I can't see any.
Hang out with your friends, you know, chill out, have a good time. Oh my gosh, dude.
There's a guy in here whose name is Colonel Spots.
Yeah.
So, that's a joke from Family Guy, if you guys haven't ever watched that.
Nice.
It's Chris Griffin's imaginary friend, Colonel Spots.
Well, hey guys, we have tons more custom games that we did not have time to get to. As you can see, we're already kind of running long, and we have to get to our listener voicemails. You guys sent a lot of voicemails this month.
Ooh.
We're going to get moving on to that, and let's get started on that. Now, Freaks in a Box is going to be kind of narrating this, so take it away, Freaks in a Box.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Freak in a Box with your episode 55 voicemails. We had a lot of voicemails this week. I mean, I think the final count was 54 voicemails total. So we're going to get started off with some custom games.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Spine Chipmunk. I just have two custom games for you. First one is called Alcatraz. It's a Slayer game type on Zanzibar, and what you do is you start out with Sniper and BR, and everyone, and the time limit is 7 minutes, and everyone except one guy goes into the base. Then, when the voice says 5 minutes remaining, everyone runs out, and the one guy who didn't go in the base stands on seawall and just tries to snipe him. And no one's allowed to shoot except the guy on seawall. And once you get to the water, if you were a person from the base, once you get to the water, you can try and snipe the guy standing on seawall. And the second custom game is on Gemini. It's called Tag. And what you do is you go through the portals, so you're on the platforms above the tree, and everyone has swords, and one guy jumps off the portal, and you sword cancel him till you're on top of the ring above the tree. There's a ring around the outside, and once everyone gets up there, you run around and just sword each other. And those are my custom games. And I also was just wondering about Pod TV. Is that just going to be like a video podcast or what?
We're not completely sure yet. We're going to try and do it as a video podcast, but if we can't get good hosting for that, we're going to have to put it up on Mythica, which the first episode when it comes out is going to be on mythica.org, and there will be a link on the site to it. You'll download it to your computer from there.
And also, my last thing, I think sometime you should have a little segment about super jumping. Just talk about various super jumps and glitches and stuff like that. Spying Chipmunk, great show. Keep up the good work.
Spectacular. This is Lone Banana Phone calling in, shouting out, you guys are awesome. Yeah, I've been in my room the whole day dismissing a 20-page report I have to write. Who the hell cares? I'm listening to Podtacular. Anyway, I called in for the fun game type. It's called West Side Story. You have three teams, two very large gangs, and then a third team, which would be your cops. Usually have that two cops or so, three for large maps. This game is best played on Waterworks. Basically, the two teams are at war, and the police are trying to stop it. The two teams can use whatever they want to kill each other, but if they are caught using an illegal weapon, which is anything besides the SMG or the pistol, they are shot on sight by the police. If they're caught fighting at all, they'll be killed by the police, and if they are caught with an illegal weapon by a cop using a weapon check, then they can be killed on site as well. No one can kill the cops. Set alive to 7. Last man standing wins for his clan. One more time. Thanks, guys, for all your awesomeness. Later.
Yo, Podzacula, it's Team Zebra again. I just wanted to leave you a quick tip, I should say. It's really a game, but it's called Warthog Sniping. Well, what it is that you play on coagulation, and it's really, really helps your sniping and become a better sniper this way. Well, what it is, you get a warthog, make a game called whatever you want to call it, put warthogs in there, and make the main weapon sniping. Get like two of your friends, and like get as many of your friends as you can, and have all of them go in the warthog and just like drive around. Have two, maybe you and another one of your friends, stand up on the ledge where like the brute shots spawn, and just like try to snipe them out of the warthog. It really helps your sniping. I mean, yeah, every game is better sniper this way. But that's just me. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yo, this is Bicyclic Guard, and I just wanted to say I created this very bizarre custom game. It's called Forrest Gump, and don't ask me why, but here's the game. It's on midship. Everyone has a rocket launcher except for the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut has camo, it can only use a shotgun, and everyone must shoot the crap out of the Juggernaut with the rocket launcher. But once you become the Juggernaut, you have to use a shotgun. It's a very complicated, annoying game, but really funny to watch, especially if you're not the Juggernaut. I'd like to leave you with these few words: Cheese Danish and Free Kevin. Bye.
Hey, Potter, this is Stealer009. I got a really cool custom game for you. It's called Die With Time. Okay, it's a King of the Hill game, best played on midship with 16 players, or at least 14 to 16 players. You set the hill so people can get time, even when there's other people in it. You set non-moving hill, and weapons, all weapons on random, and yeah. So it gets pretty crazy after a while, because people will be up there sniping you, and you got rockets and grenades flying in there every so often. You barely be able to get like 5 seconds each time you get in there. It's just freaking mayhem. Best play with 5 minutes, then you get an hour-long game. It gets really fun. Kills around the end, average around 400 kills. A lot more deaths. Okay, hope you guys enjoy this. See you later.
Okay, that was your custom games for this month. Next, we got some Tales from the Foxhole.
What's up, Podtacular? This is Gemini Ace, just calling. Kind of got a tale from the Foxhole. It's also a midship thing. My sister and I were playing on midship, and it was, I think, a shotgun CTF game, and I was guarding the base, and she was going for the flag grab, and I was sitting there, and you watch the messages come up on the screen, so-and-so killed, so-and-so. Well, I see her going to the base. It says, Phoenix has killed so-and-so, and then Phoenix has killed somebody else, like, instantly after that, and then Phoenix has grabbed the flag, and, I mean, it was like, she obviously had caught up the lift and shotgunned the two guys and grabbed the flag in a matter of seconds, and it was a beautiful thing. So anyway, keep up the good podcasting. I guess everybody likes G. Lewis as a co-host, but not me so much. That's fine. All right, you guys, keep up the good work. Later.
Hi, this is Rap Mile. I have a story that happened.
Okay, stop. Okay, sorry, this is about the 10th time I've heard this voicemail, and I just gotta... Here, let me help you out a little bit.
And, one time, I was playing on turf.
Behold the power of voice modulation.
And, what happened was, we were playing a team SWAT, fire rifles, and shotguns, and there was lots of grenades. And at one point, what happened was there was lots of smoke, there was lots of body, there was lots of gunfire, and I started panicking. I threw a grenade on the ground next to the warthog, which then exploded, which then killed me, kind of for suicide. And not only did it kill me, but it killed everybody on my team.
That's not something to be bragging about.
And I had like a 40-second respawn or something, and it was really funny, and keep up a good job.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Needs again. I'm going to try to stay under my 5 voicemail per show limit, but I'm going to start off with a story for you. I was playing a custom game, and eventually the party leader wanted to play Team Slayer, so he's going to find 3 other people to play with him. And they didn't go to Team Slayer yet, and they were in the middle of the game, and they started booting people. And so one person thought they would be able to stay in if they said, "Don't boot me, I'm a legit 80. And I figured I'd share that with you. And I'm sure I'll call you back later. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Battlefax, and I just wanted to share a little story, or actually something that you guys should all try. It's pretty cool. Me and everybody were in a game just, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it was neutral snipers on Foundation, and we were, you know, playing 4-on-4, like, they scored, we scored, so, you know, we finally got the game up to, like, 3-1, and then we scored, you know, the 4th one, so we're like, now, let's not score this flag, let's just, like, keep killing them. So we got the flag hitting one of the bases, and there was always one guy contesting that flag, and then, you know, all 3 other guys were just, like, pawning them, like, with the sniper rifle, like, headshots like crazy, and the guys didn't quit, so that was, like, the cool part about it. So we just kept getting kills and just, like, murdering them, which was pretty cool. And then, you know, after that, one guy quit, and then it was, like, you know, 4-3, and then we had, like, 2 guys taking care of the flag now, because it was, you know, they were trying to sneak out and stuff, so now we had, like, 2 guys taking care of the flag. And then at the end of the game, right before, you know, the end of the game was, like, We had like freaking like 60 kills in each, you know, like 49 headshots and stuff like that. It was pretty cool because we finally killed the two guys near the flag and then we couldn't get there and contested, but it was pretty cool. So next time you play Snipers Neutral or Neutral Sniper or whatever that game is, try to like hide the flag and contest before the last kill and just like pawn them with the sniper rifles. It's pretty cool. Good sniper training too. All right, guys, keep up the good work. Show's awesome. And keep fragging the trucks with the rain of grenades, okay? All right, guys, see you later. Dialfax, bye.
Okay, that was the Tales from the Foxholes. What's next here? Looks like... Let's just put some random ones in, random things that we've gotten.
Do you guys like... I like pie. I love pie. Oh my god, if you guys could tell me what your favorite kind of pie would or is, that would be awesome. Man, I love pie. Zero Green Cheese. And he loves pie. Pie.
Hey, Potacular, what's up, babe? Or guys, am I the only one that finds this game obsessive? I mean...
No.
I've played this game for almost a year now, and... I've
been playing for 2 years since it came out.
I have pulled all-nighters probably about 20 times.
Once a week.
I think Bungie's actually trying to take over the world, you know?
You're just figuring that out?
Crazy. I'm trying to give up Halo.
Why?
Y'all tell me what y'all think. Tell me what the longest y'all have gone while playing Halo. Peace.
The longest I've gone is 3 days straight playing Halo at a Halo party with my friends. It was awesome.
Hey, Fumo. I'm in Florida, around Sanibel Island, so next time I see you, I'm gonna look at, every next time I come to Florida, I mean, I'm going to look you up and find you. So be prepared.
Hey, Potagula, this is 7-4. And I just want to say that your podcasts are awesome, and I've probably been really annoying, and you're probably going to say yes to that anyway. I just wanted to say that I love your show, and I've been listening to it for a little while, and I'm just wondering, how do I get on the show? I really would like to. I love you all.
Yo, Podtacular, this is Phantom Get. Just wanted to thank you for letting me be on the show last week. Just like to say something to all the podcasters out there, or all the people who want to start a podcast. See if you can get on one of these up-and-coming ones, especially Podtacular. It's a great show, and everyone in the Podtacular community is really friendly. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you know about the podcast of the community, and you know how friendly it is. Just like to say, if you're looking for friends and most people that you can trust, check out Podtacular, baby. Podtacular.com. Y'all know it. Y'all love it. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Peace out.
Yo, Podtacular, it's Team Zebra again. I just wanted to say that, love the show, and right now I do not know where I am. It's like 2 in the morning, and I think I sleepwalked downstairs. So I just wanted to call you and tell you about this weird experience. No, it's not Halo related, but, oh well, later.
Hey, guys, this is, Longhorn, and I was just wondering, following up on, I think it's episode 52, I heard that there, and coagulation, that there was hunters in coagulation, and I was just wondering, because I've heard that too before, I've heard that probably about 20 times, and I was like, okay, so how do you do it, if y'all know anything against that, or about that, follow it up on your next podcast. Love the work, keep it up, see ya.
Okay, I am going to cover that in with Pod TV one of these times. It's going to be a Mythbusters episode eventually. Don't know how long off that is, but with the hunters, from what I've gathered so far is I've gotten detailed instructions on exactly how to do it, and then Pretty much what I think happens is someone modded the map so that the hunters appear after a certain time into the game, and then something like that. But I'm going to have Podtacular do a Mythbusters on it. We're going to record us trying to do it for like 20 or 30 minutes, and if they appear, you know it's real. If they don't, myth busted.
I just got done listening to Podtacular 51, episode 51 thing, and I realized that Podtacular's for like people on like level 20, that like cat and mouse and like hide and seek and a bunch of crap. And I really don't think that like decent players, like you guys always say that like
obviously you have not played Salmonator.
I've never been past like level 25, and you guys just do customs and crap. Like it takes no skill or nothing. So try to get to a decent rank. I'm not saying that rank means much, but try to get to one, or at least like above like a level 25 before you can start saying that you can stomp noob, right? So but for the rest of it, it sucks. Podcast is kind of gay.
You're gay.
You guys have really funny voices, especially that Kaboot second.
Oh, he did not.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Bicyclic Card again. I just wanted to ask Fuma one question, or whoever else is there. What is your favorite two words that create a food item? Don't ask me why I'm asking this. The people are making me. Okay, but just think about that, because mine is cheese Danish. Okay, keep on fragging. Bye.
Okay, I'm just going to pretend you didn't ask that and move on to some tips.
Hey, Podtacular. Lone Banana Phone again. Today, my friends and I actually went on a pilgrimage. We heard, I don't remember what episode it was, probably some 46 or something. We were listening to it, and the guy called from a bathroom at his work. So we decided to go out and try to find the most random place that we could call from. So we pulled up to a funeral parlor, and I am now in a closet in that funeral parlor. This is a fact.
You have issues.
But I will also leave a tip for you. If you're on Ivory Tower,
yeah,
you can set up an ironclad defense system where it only works if you have all of the one person with the noob combo, one person with rockets, one person with a sword, and one person with a sniper. You get the sniper to jump on the tree in the back where, I guess, the plasma pistol and the plasma grenades are. And you can hop up on the tree by hopping on one of those little iron supports and hopping to the tree and crouch. That will cover the top part where the rest of your teammates are. The sword man hides at the top of the lift. The noob combo guy aims at the airlift. And the sword hides right over the edge of where the ramp comes up. It's basically an unbreakable defense.
Unbreakable. You heard it here first. This is unbreakable.
So great job, guys.
Thanks.
I hope to call in again from my next random spot, which we already have great ideas for. But
okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and get out of this closet.
I'm a little bit scared, but okay.
Hey guys, this is LegendRKO from Xbox Live, and I'm a huge fan of Podtacular.
Thanks, I am
my
too.
My friend, he recently showed me this BXR combo, which is really helpful when your opponent's really close. Just press BX and R when you have a full clip, or you could just do BXB if you don't. It comes in handy while playing MLG or matchmaking. See ya.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Deathdealer009. I got a great idea for, like, a big team battle if you're stuck in a corner. I mean, if you're stuck in a place and you got a hell of people coming at you and you got a couple of city grenades, shoot it, like, stick your one of your teammates with all a bunch of sticky grenades, let him walk in the room, and boom, should take out most of them. This is pretty good. I've used this a couple of times. I got my Kilimanjaro and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we got to wrap this up here. Running out of time. We're going to finish this with, you know you're playing too much Halo, when?
Hey guys, it's Longhorn. This is my third time to call today, but I have a good one for y'all. You know, you play too much Halo if... Well, my friend, it's about my friend. His sister and his mom were telling him to get off Halo because he's been on $8 straight. So he says, okay, F this. And he just picks up the Xbox, throws it down the stairs, and he goes down there and throws it out the window. Busts the window, busts the Xbox, everything in it, and starts just, like, going crazy. He threw his shoe through a wall. Yeah, I think that's, if you play too much...
How did he throw his shoe through a wall?
Y'all just have fun with that. Y'all can laugh as much about that. I laughed at it. It's my friend, not me. Talk to you later.
Sure it's not you? A lot of people would say that isn't them. What it is. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
Hey guys, it's Reaping Raven, and I have signed to send in for the new segment, How Do I Know I'm Playing Halo 2 So Much? Well, one of two things happens. Either my eyes start to bleed, or the Xbox, I see smoke coming out from it. And that's, you know, it's time to turn it off then. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous when it gets to that point, but unfortunately it does. Just kidding. See you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay, we got time for one more this episode, so here it is. By the way, this guy gets extra mango points for his comments.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Dirtbag Dude calling in again. I was listening to episode 51, and I'd like to say, sorry, I don't know your names off the top of my head, but whoever's doing the call-ins is doing a great job.
Thank you. My name is Freak in a Box. I'll be here all week.
I want to talk about bridging in order to preserve the game that, this is making some weird noises, but basically what a couple of my friends and I do, we go into games bridging purposely to preserve our own, you know, playing experience. And we have the code that if we see a modder, we're going to lag him out of the game in order to A, both punish him and actually end up winning the game and showing people that cheating doesn't always pay. But I'd personally rather manipulate the host of the game than get cheated. And, you know, host advantage, everybody complains about it already, so I figure, you know, since everybody knows about host advantage already, why not just get it and use it if we need to, you know what I mean? Well, you can't really choose whether you want to use it or not, but, I mean, I'd just rather use that than get cheated, standbyed, modded, bridged out of games, which is the most annoying thing ever. Bam, you go into blue screen, you hear everybody else talking, and then bam, you don't. And it really pisses me off. It's happened like more than 50 times in the last couple weeks. But I just wanted to know what everybody's opinion over there, Podtacular, was. If you bridge for the sole purpose of preserving the experience of playing the game for yourself as an insurance policy, that, you know, one bridger will never get messed up with another bridger because it just works that way. We basically do that purposely because we want to play as legit as possible and not get cheated. So I mean, a lot of hardcore players might say, you know, we have to just deal with cheating, and it's my way of dealing with cheating. I'm going to manipulate the host, and since host has already talked about so much, it's not changing anything. We don't go into games and lag people out. We don't do that unless they're cheating against us. But a lot of people would feel that, you know, bridging for the sake of stopping people to bridge is really, you know, fire fighting fire. But I just wanted to know what everybody's opinion was. Like I said, whoever's doing the voicemails over there, putting them together, is doing a really great job responding to a couple of them. I like that. This was in episode 51. It's really good. So guys, keep up the great work, and let me know what you think about this. Later.
This has been your voicemails for episode 55. I'm Freaking a Box. See you next month.
Sorry.
Okay, so that was our voicemails. Hope you guys enjoyed those. And you can also call in and send in your voicemails at 206-888-HALO. And send them in. If they're good, we'll play them on the show. Okay, so let's move on to a couple of tales from the foxhole. We got some stories from in-game Halo playing that are some pretty good ones here. Let's start off with one from Phantom Get, who says he was playing Big Team Battle with battle rifles on containment, and it was a multi-flag CTF game. And the red team scored once, and by the 1 minute remaining, his whole team quit except him. He ended up quitting because it was 1-8. Yeah, you guys know how that goes, I'm sure. He says it was horrible, though. He ended up butt-rushing the base and getting the flag because the other team was so flabbergasted. It was funny he actually...
Nice word.
Flabbergasted. It was funny he actually got over the gate with a flag.
That's vocabulary.
Yeah, flabbergasted. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to use that in daily conversation sometime this week.
I was flabbergasted, yeah. Phil. Flabbergasted. Nice. What are you talking about, Jim? The cheese was cold.
I know what I'm going to do. When I go to work on, tomorrow morning, and like someone says, hey, how you doing? And I'll be like, oh, I'm flabbergasted. I'll be like, huh?
Nice. I'm flabbergasted. It's not really butter.
Oh. No.
Flabbergasms.
Yeah. Had a flabbergasm. Anyway, he says he actually got over the gate with the flag, even though he's by himself. But you should never leave a teammate in this position, ever. Don't quit. Damn quitters.
True that.
Word.
Okay, on to one from Evan, who says he was listening to our podcast, and unfortunately, color blindness does suck because sometimes you can't tell the difference between both teams. Dude, that does suck.
Wow. Ooh, yeah.
He says he also has a custom game story. He was playing with some guys, and he was bragging about his mods, which he didn't have in the first place. He asked them if they wanted to see his mods. He had a pistol and got a triple kill against a sword with overshield, rockets, and another guy with PR. And then he got killed by someone sneaking up from him from behind. Dude, that's pretty awesome. Like, want to see my mods? Like, pow, triple kill.
Where'd the color blindness thing come from?
That's a colorblind mod, dude. That's what it is.
He's like, yeah, colorblind sucks. Okay, so now what happened was...
On to my mods. I'm telling you, dude, he's got a body mod. That's what it is.
What would be extremely funny is if he was talking about you, Caboose, from another podcast, talking about colorblindness, and now you're sitting here making fun of him. God, what a dick.
Nice.
How could he possibly know I was going to be on today? I don't even know this guy.
He was like, you're so insensitive.
Even please do not cry yourself to sleep. I love you.
Okay. On to one from Nightfire XL, who says he's playing Ascension the other day, right? And their team has a sniper. Mm. He sneaks up by the shotgun on the small sniper tower, and he sees the guy with the sniper. He slowly crouch walks behind him, and here he is singing the noob song. So he's slowly creeping up on him, and his brother yells, "You suck!" in the mic. He pulls out a shotgun and starts charging, and I scream while running, "You idiot!" to my brother. I think I'm going to die. And all of a sudden, a plasma grenade hits him in the back of the head from the other side of the map. He goes, "Oh, shit!" with a redneck accent, and it turns out the guy who stuck him has a gamer tag of Holy Plasma G. You were stuck by Holy Plasma G.
Oh my God. You can't plan that any better, honestly.
I know, man. That's like a great... That's like the combo story right there. Triple story. Storytacular.
Nice. Double foo, triple foo, foo-tacular. I was playing a fight club... And I got a kill tacular and went, "Podtacular!" They're like, "What?" Like, only my friend Killer got it. He goes, "Caboose is the only guy in here that can get a podtacular." I'm like, "Yeah, I've gotten 6 of those."
Nice. Get a medal.
That's kind of stupid. So, hey, everybody, I'd like to say shout out to Podtacular. All right, we can resume the show now.
Nice. Yeah. So for those of you that know what Podtacular is. Exactly.
We're a figment of your imagination. Now go back to sleep.
All right.
Stay asleep.
On to Rebel Rock 7710, who says he and his friends. You all right, dude?
I just whacked myself in the head.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, be careful.
That's the most uncoordinated nubcake ever.
Wow. Anyway, on to Rebel Rock 7710, who just whacked RVB in the head, and he says he and his friend and a couple other people were playing a custom game, Covenant Only 3v3, on midship with starting grenades, and they were holding down the center floating platform. Two of the other players were coming up the blue side of the platform and seeing them approaching while they were at the bottom of the ramps. He threw a plasma, and it stuck one of them in the back without either of them knowing the grenade was there. They backed into each other, and they were stuck together. They were stuck until the grenade blew up, which was also delayed. He said he's tried for hours, and they can't seem to do it again. That's awesome, dude. He got stuck, and then he stuck both of them together.
That is. That's pretty crazy.
Nice. Tractor beam.
I mean, how do you not hear that hissing sound, though? I mean, when someone sticks me with a plasma grenade, even when I don't see it, I hear a...
Yeah.
And you know, I don't even have time to swear before it blows up.
You're like, holy plasma G. Nice. So on to one from Solid Fox, who says, one out there playing big team battle. We got everyone's favorite game type, neutral bomb on coagulation. Well, the whole game was nonstop action, and the bomb was always changing teams, but it never got armed within the opposing base. And there was about 30 seconds left in the match when their team got the bomb. They made one final rush to try to arm it. So they had a full hog heading straight for their base, and then all of a sudden it was hit with a rocket. The bomb flew right in front of the front door. At this point, his buddy Rebel B was sniping from their warp, and both his sniper and his BR were empty, so he ran for a last-ditch effort. He picked up the bomb with 14 seconds left and walked into their base. At this point, most of their team was respawned, and the whole team was in the middle of the field and watches Icon pick up the bomb, beat down four guys, and then arm it. Not only did he get a Killtacular with the bomb, but he armed it and won the game with 1 second to spare. That is pretty awesome.
Okay, I'm writing this guy's gamer tag down, and yeah. I am adding him to my friends list.
Yeah, really, dude. Four freaking Killtacular with the bomb. That's awesome. With 1 second to spare.
Yeah.
That's great. So on to one from the guy 42, who says, Jukes to 729 and he were playing Assault on Terminal. And we were down 1-0, and two out of their teammates quit right after they scored for the first time. So it became Jukesta and he alone to attack the base. And they became spawn killed horribly. The round ended. They defended the base from all four teammates with the help of some awesome wraith work by Jukesta. And Jukesta and he, man, they're like buddies in arms right there. It started out just like their previous offensive attempt, except when the bomb respawned, he ran through the tunnel on the left side of the road by the rocket ammo. He snuck by and eventually made it to their base, just nearly dodging the train because he had time to stop. And he planted the bomb with 5 seconds left and ended up tying 1-1 in an upset. He said, Pro Clan E, represent.
Represent!
Represent!
Oh, yeah.
Word to the mommies. Another one from Chemo23. He said, once he was playing Team Slayer with some of the Protector Pro B members, and the score was 49-48. All right, so you know the story's going to be over pretty soon. The match was on Ivory Tower, and they were all on the ramp with the overshield going up. All of a sudden, we see the sword guy come up the lift, and we're all there with only SMGs, except for him. With only one sniper bullet left, he no-scoped the sword guy as he's lunging towards them. So he saved them from losing and won the game. That is a good story right there.
Excellent.
Who's that? It's
I'd be like,
three.
Yeah!
I like his grammar. Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy went to English class.
Yeah.
And didn't fall asleep.
This would make Spellcheck very happy.
Spellcheck is the bomb diggity, man. Yeah, so, yeah, we've had some rough grammar in this show that we try to translate on the fly, so come on, guys.
You've done a good job.
Thank you.
At least it's not all just one giant word run together.
That would be pretty difficult if the whole show notes were like on one line.
Yeah.
I've actually almost sent that in before because like my space bar broke. And I'm just like, oh, crap. So I just have to like pound my fist on the space bar to get it to work.
Hey, guys, this is RVP. Sorry, my space bar is broken. Anyway, I have a game for you. It is. That'd be so funny. Oh, man. That takes some serious editing right there.
You just have to use periods and spaces.
Hey, guys, this is art.
That'd be messed up. How embarrassing that would be. I'd have to just end it and just be like, oh.
Forget it. RVB out. Oh, man. Okay.
Knowing you would read it just like that, too.
I know. I mean, like, this is a tip from... This looks like Captain Kirk, man. That's great. Okay, on one from Terminator Llama, who says, this one time his friend was playing Halo 2 on lockout. He got stuck in the face by his other friend, but the grenade never blew up. So he's running around the map with a big blue sticky grenade stuck on his head. He said it was so funny that he could barely see with this big blue blob on his face. Someone finally killed him and the grenade blew up as he fell. That was so awesome, dude.
That's nice.
I guess the host must have left when he got stuck. That's great, man.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You're like, wow. Sorry, I have a blemish.
Yeah, I need some Clarasil. You'll excuse me, just shoot me in the face. I'll be fine.
Well, not telling you, it wasn't really his friend. It was the ghost of Lockout. Totally him.
There you go.
Have you guys ever actually seen the ghost of Lockout?
Can't say that I have.
Oh, man, I hope I don't.
He's
if
really
I do,
there,
I will
dude.
Stay
I
awake at night.
Him.
I see dead Master Chiefs.
Like, for some reason, like, they programmed him in, but, like, he wasn't supposed to actually be there anymore. And so now he can't walk forward. He just kind of slides from side to side.
Okay, you're scaring me.
You'll be standing behind him, and all of a sudden you'll get stuck in the face.
Ah!
And it won't blow up.
It will blow up, and you can't kill him. You just can't kill him. Like, you'll whack at him.
He'll walk around with a blemish. You're like, the ghost gave me a zit. It's blue.
On the face.
Okay, so on to one from Teen Zebra, who says, hey, Paul Taggart, got a story for you. He was playing on Containment. It was a CTF game. Well, I was like a moron charging at the other team's base head-on by myself. Well, none of them were expecting this, so I tossed four of the luckiest stickies ever. Well, what happened was that somehow he found all the targets, and the next thing you know, he sees on a screen, insert an announcer's voice here, double kill, triple kill, kill Tacketer with four stickies.
Lamest announcer voice ever.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
When you're like, double kill, triple kill Tacketer.
I probably should have left out the insert announcer's voice here portion. Okay, note to self. In the future, leave out the part in parentheses.
Or you could just say it, you know, double kill, triple kill. Kill-tacular.
I could, okay, but then it would be like cheese-tacular right there. So, anyway.
Hey, someone had to do it.
Yeah, thank you for filling in for me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
Freak in the Box is going to hate us.
Anyway, so it was, like you said, luckiest four stickies that stuck four targets. It was insane. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Yeah. I don't
know. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty nice.
I mean, oh yeah.
So let's get to a few more here, and then we'll wrap this baby up here. All right. So one from Black217, who says Beaver Creek. He says his best friend gamertag Maki712 lives in a town actually called Beaver Creek, and it's in Oregon. So anyway,
I've actually seen that newspaper.
Have you really? Does it have like a giant arch over the center of the town and everything?
Well, it would be awesome if it did, but no, it looks just like a regular newspaper.
No, I mean, you know, like the town, not the newspaper.
I didn't see the town.
No?
Come on. I'm not going to go to Beaver Creek, Oregon just to... No.
I am, dude. I'm going to go there right after the show.
You said it, I just might.
Okay. Anyway.
Road trip to Beaver Creek.
Road trip. Taking the van, the Podtacular van.
We need to make one of them. That'd be awesome.
We're going to play...
totally right in it.
We're going to, like, blast Dan'l songs over the loudspeakers.
Woo!
Be nice. Anyway, he says he was playing with him and a few others in Team Slayer, and he was at the sniper spawn, and there was a guy who just grabbed rockets, and he saw him. Anyway, he fired, he jumped, and barely survived, but his shield was down. He was falling to the ground. He threw a plasma, and it went way over the rockets, hit the far wall, and fell down. He wasn't looking anymore. The last thing he saw was the rocket guy near the shotgun spawn. A few seconds later, he got a stick medal. Apparently, his sticky fell right on him. That's awesome, dude.
Nice. I love it when that happens. You just throw a random nade, and, you know, something crazy happens, and you're just walking along. Oh, hey, sticky. I own. You don't.
That's kind of like when, when you're playing, like, a game on midship or something, and then you stick someone, and it's pretty much mostly on accident, but someone's like, hey, nice stick, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pretty good and all, so, you know. You're like, that was totally on accident, but that's all right. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. On to one from Roar, who says nothing too big, but just something funny. He said one day he was playing matchmaking on midship. This kid was trying to chase him down and stick him, and it didn't last too long, as the first nade he threw ended up hitting one of the boxes and then coming back and sticking himself right in front of him. Dude, I hate when that happens, nice. Man. When you're, like, on a corner or something, and you go to throw a sticky, and it bounces and hits you, and you're like, crap!
I've actually done that trying to kill you, Foo. We were on Zanzibar. I threw a sticky from down in, like, the windmill pit, but the thing came by right as I threw it, and so it bounced and hit me in the face. I was just like, crap!
Yeah, I wouldn't know too much about that, because that only happens to noobs, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, noobs like me.
Yeah, level 21s in Team Slayer are total noobs. I'll tell you about it.
Well, so that's our Tales from the Foxhole, guys. We actually have a lot more, but we're going to have to cut it short because we're a little short on time.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind.
Okay. Well, moving on to if you're ready, Mints. All right. All right, so moving on to...
yes, can we go? Please. Can we go?
You may continue.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the permission.
Permission to continue.
We need the go-ahead.
Permission to speak freely, sir. Anyway, moving on to cool gamer tags. As many as we have time for here. We can only get to so many, but let's see. Starting off, and thank you for Chemo23 for suggesting this this segment right here. Dude, we got one. Okay, this guy's gamer tag seriously is called Nipples the Clown. This is awesome. You got killed by Nipples the Clown. Okay, so like, let's say you're a clown, your name is Nipples, and then you go to, like, you know, do some kid's like birthday party or something. Dude, what are you gonna say, man? Why are you called Nipples the Clown? I can't explain it, shut up. Go eat your cake.
Well, you see, back in the old days, my grandfather, no.
It's a name passed down through generations of clown history. Heritage, man, heritage.
It's like, it's like you know how some clowns have big feet? Well, yeah.
Ask your mom about that one. Okay, so Calbell says he saw one today called Being Dumb, so, like, Eclipse was killed by Being Dumb. Dude, that's awesome. I love those ones that you're killed by something or other, and it's, like, clan words. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I know a few people that would fit with that phrase. Quite a few.
Really? Oh, Riri. Well, on to Pinkillo5 says he's always like Al Capone, and it's spelled C-A-P-W-N. It's pretty cool. Also, Capoon. Also, DM7000 says he likes Radioactive Burrito. Yeah. Funny stuff. Those funny stuff. Nice. So funny, well, you know, we forgot to laugh.
No, Microwave burritos, you know, that's not that far off.
That's true.
Eat those all the time.
Oh, dude, this guy, Cowbell, he says he's in a Team Slayer with only shotguns, and he saw Dick Cheney as one of the gamer tags. And also a guy named Quail. And these guys work together. Quail would get behind another guy, and Dick would shoot and hit the guy in front of Quail. He's going quail hunting. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I mean, these people know no bounds. Poor guy, Dick Cheney.
Well, he shot a guy in the face. I mean, it's not hard to understand. Like, quails don't make much noise. And this guy's like the giant 70-year-old dude. He's fat as anything. I mean, I'm sure he'll make more noise than a quail. So, I mean, you're thinking of enough common sense to go, hey, that's a loud noise. It's not a bird.
It's like, hey, I'm not a bird.
Boom, boom.
Headshot. Nice, dude.
Sugar daddy.
Okay, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Podtacular. Well, just to let you guys know, you can tune in next week for the Podtacular Update Show, where we give you a quick update on the Podtacular community, happenings in the Halo universe, web resources for you to check out, and you asked for it, more of the You Know You Play Too Much Halo 2 If, and a few surprises, too.
All right. Send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, like haloportable.com, news, Halo 3 wish lists, Tales from the Foxhole and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. We actually ask you for different stuff every week. You can check it out and send it in at thenewpodtacular.com.
The clearer your submitted tips are, the less weight they will be changed. Don't use internet slang like OMG and all that crap. Like, no capitalization and weird acronyms. And please don't send your stuff. Don't send stuff in that we've already covered if you can help it.
Yeah, and man, this one was a doozy, man. The pre-show notes were tough to translate on the fly on this episode. So hopefully we were satisfactory for you audience out there.
And don't get mad at us for our pronunciations.
Yeah, really. We did the best we could, really. Anyway, you can also call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO and send in a voicemail.
As usual, thanks to the man Freaking a Box for editing this show and what editing he will do this week. Hopefully we match the levels better than the last show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chemo23, Dialflex, and TSI Scope for being recently promoted to Podtacular Pro Overlords. Also, shout out to Tollbooth Willie at the Podtacular Pro D Clancast, which for some reason I'm a host of. And a shout out to Danil for making the Danil cast possible.
Woohoo!
Whee!
Well, that's the end, guys. Until next time, I'm your host, Boomo Jive.
I'm RVBM Caboose.
And I am Mint.
Waffles.
Take care, guys.
See you guys on the flip side. Keep on fragging trucks.
Waffles. Pancakes.
What's
wrong with you? Yes.
See you guys.
Right on, later.
There's only one thing left to say.